Hallmark Channel presents. Title, The Wedding Veil Legacy. Images of wedding accessories, including champagne glasses, emerald cufflinks, and lace. Then, three women pose for a picture on a street corner.
On the count of three, say, lobster! One, two, three, lobster!
One of them checks her phone, glancing around.
But that made me hungry, and we are in Maine. Do you guys want to get some lobster?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay.
There is supposed to be a place around here that's really good.
I knew you would know.
On the next block. Yes.
Great. Let's go. Do you guys realize this is our first get-together since Italy?
Well, we really can't count that as a get-together. It was Emma's wedding.
Oh, technically that was still a get-together. There just wasn't any antiquing. Oh,
well, I made up for that this time.
Yeah, no kidding. We did some good, but...
But it's not as good as San Francisco. Is that what you were about to say? Because we found the veil in San Francisco.
Well, you know.
I know you both feel connection to the veil because you think it brought you together with your significant others.
Well,
but Finn and I were together before we found the veil.
Yeah, speaking of Finn, you haven't mentioned him much this weekend. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. In fact, he has a job audition for the Los Angeles Symphony.
Oh, that's a detail you managed to skip.
I don't really like thinking about it.
What happens if he gets this job?
He's hoping that I'll move out there with him.
Well, what are you hoping?
I want him to get the job, you know? I mean, it's what he wants. It's what he deserves.
Yeah.
But moving to Los Angeles, not exactly what I want.
Well, if ever there was a quintessential New Yorker, it's you.
And seriously, what would the Yankees do without me? I mean, I really worry about that.
Okay, I'm just saying, since you are the one to have the veil next, and you never know what might happen, you might just want to make sure it's ready. You know, just in case.
Your faith in the veil is...
inspiring?
I was gonna say scary.
Can we go with sweet? Thank you. I think she's right. I think you should just get it fixed. It had that little snag in it when I gave it to you.
All right, I will take it in.
Okay.
But it's not like I'm gonna need it anytime soon.
Yes, that is exactly what I said. Right before I met Paolo.
Oh, look, lobster!
Of course.
Tracy dashes ahead. Now, the Statue of Liberty overlooks the Hudson River. Tracy walks down a Manhattan sidewalk and enters a stone building, Metropolitan Auction. Inside, she passes a man in a suit.
Leland, good morning.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Wonderful. On the last day, I found the most incredible 19th century map of Manhattan.
Impressive. But I think you're going to be impressed with the document that's coming in tomorrow.
What is it?
It's a surprise, but I will say it means a lot to me, as I suspect it will for you too.
Well, I'm dying of suspense, wondering what it is.
Well, I'm sure you have more pressing things to get on with,
Yes, I'm still working on the guest list for the party. It's hard to narrow down.
I'll leave it in your capable hands.
Thank you.
In an office, a man examines a small jewel.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do we have here? Beautiful.
Aren't they?
Yes, spectacular.
You know, these are going to be at the auction, and they're not that expensive.
As tempting as that sounds. All right, I spent the weekend antiquing with Avery and Emma.
So you'll be brown bagging all week.
Afraid so.
Oh, I almost forgot. They just dropped off the invitations.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I need to get those out.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks so nice.
Yeah, they're nice, right?
Great.
You bringing Finn?
If he's in town.
I guess that's a 50-50 proposition.
Always is.
Nighttime in Manhattan. The skyscrapers light up the skyline. Tracy sits at a kitchen counter with Finn, sipping wine.
I'm sorry, I know this is all a little bit rushed.
And you have to get to the airport.
No, I have a little time before my flight, and I thought we should probably talk about this whole L.A. thing in person.
It did happen all of a sudden, didn't it?
It did. But, you know, if I get this job, it means that I wouldn't have to move into your place, and whatever place that we find in L.A., that would be ours.
You know, this place was hard to find. 10 blocks from my job, 2 blocks from the park.
Think of it this way. If I get the job, we won't have to suffer through another New York winter.
Suffer?
Yeah.
Please, it's not that bad. And I like the snow.
A little sunshine would be nice. But I still have to audition. This is the L.A. Symphony. This is principal trumpet, and there is going to be a lot of competition.
They would be lucky to have you.
Thanks.
Tracy smiles wistfully at him. His smile fades.
Would I still have you, though? I know I'm asking you to give up a lot.
Tracy fidgets.
And you're asking me to live in all that sunshine. Just think how I'd get burned.
Come on, you look great in red. There's the possibility that I won't even get the job, so...
Oh, come on. You're gonna get it. You're that good.
I guess we'll find out in a couple of days.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think we should talk about it some other time, when we have more time. I mean, you have to go. I hate how you're always late to the airport.
I know. I should get going.
Finn stands and puts his coat on. Tracy smiles.
Okay.
Good luck. I really mean it.
I know you do.
They hug. As they embrace, Tracy closes her eyes. They separate.
Okay.
Knock him dead!
All right.
Finn gestures as if to swing a baseball bat, then walks off. Tracy becomes crestfallen. Daytime. Tracy pours coffee in the auction house break room.
Oh, hey, Stanley, did the appraisal come in on the George Washington letter?
Wow, you're on the money as usual.
Well, I've worked for Leland for 10 years. I should be good at this by now.
Yeah, well, for a few more years, you'll be the new Leland.
Whoa, easy on the promotion there. I'm happy where I am.
Well, I won't be happy if you move to L.A.
Aw, because you'd miss me?
Yeah, no, but I miss the drama. You're very entertaining.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Mm-hmm. It's Finn. The audition must be over.
What, are you going to answer it?
Okay.
Yeah, go.
She hands Stanley her teacup and answers the phone.
Finn, hi. How'd it go?
Better than I could have possibly imagined.
They offered me the job on the spot.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, I keep pinching myself, but... this seems to be real. Hey, listen, I'm going to spend an extra couple of days down here with my family before I head back. They're so excited.
Of course they are. They must be thrilled. Send them my best. I'm really happy for you, Finn. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, well, there's good news and bad news. He got the job.
Is that the good news or the bad news?
I don't know.
Night. Finn leans on Tracy's counter.
My family is so excited about having me local again.
I'm sure they are.
My brother even took me house hunting.
Tracy looks up as she pours from a pitcher.
Look, I know this all happened really fast, but you understand, I had to take this opportunity, right?
Yes, of course, I understand. But you have to understand you're not the only one who loves their job, right?
Well, there are auction houses in Los Angeles.
They're not the Metropolitan. I love New York. It's who I am.
Yeah.
They sit on a couch in front of an exposed brick wall.
And I would never want to change that.
Tracy puts her mug down.
Okay, so what are we saying?
Maybe this is more than just geography. Maybe it's about who we both are. What we want.
And that maybe we want different things.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But look, I know I have some things here.
I was just getting used to having them around.
Finn moves a little closer and takes Tracy's hand.
The only thing I'm going to miss about New York is you.
I'm going to miss you too.
They let go of each other's hands. Tracy's eyes become damp.
Come on, come here.
They stand. Tracy looks up at Finn. They hug. Finn strokes her hair as they embrace. Nighttime. Tracy strolls on the Manhattan sidewalk alone. She answers her phone.
Hi, Avery.
I did some research and I found the perfect guy to repair the veil. He's a master tailor and he's Italian. Now, he only sees people by appointment, but I did manage to get you one.
Well, you're not going to need that appointment because Finn and I broke up.
What? You know, we should get Emma on the phone. Oh, no, we can't. She's teaching. Tracy, what happened?
He got the job in L.A., and I wasn't willing to uproot my life.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
And I'm surprised. I mean, especially since you have the veil.
Listen, Avery, I don't want to burst your bubble about that veil, but I hung it up in my closet, and then my relationship ended.
Maybe Finn just wasn't your soulmate.
I don't think we have to go there.
Do you mind still getting the veil fixed?
Yeah, you know, just in case.
See? That's right. Hang on to that, just in case.
Avery, I'm kidding.
Well, I'm not. Your appointment is Wednesday, 9 a.m. I'll text you the address.
Got it.
Tracy hangs up. The clouds swirl over the Statue of Liberty. Tracy carries the veil to Luigi's Fine Tailors on a Manhattan street.
Hi, Stanley. Will you please let Leela know that I'm running a little bit behind? Yeah, I have one stop to make and then I'll be on my way in. Thanks.
Inside is a display of football players.
I see you're a Giants fan, huh?
Oh, yeah, forever. You're not?
Not really.
You like the Jets?
I do. Yeah, I think Zach Wilson's got a great future with him as a quarterback.
Maybe, but the Jets aren't the Giants. Never will be.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come on, Luigi. You're still gonna pin my pants, though, right?
Oh, excuse me. Hi. Sorry, I'm Tracy Goodwin. I'm the 9 o'clock appointment. I'm so sorry that I'm late, but the subway broke down at Lex. So I had to run all the way across to 5th and 53rd, and I grabbed it there. I mean, I almost missed it, but I didn't. So here I am.
Sorry, this gentleman was a little early for his appointment. So I'm afraid you'll have to wait.
Hey, I'm the 9:30.
I'm only 17 minutes late for my appointment, and he's like, what, 15, 16 minutes early? So he's had 3 minutes of my time already. I'll tell you what, we'll just split the difference, because it's only going to take me 2 minutes to explain to you what I need to have done.
You lost me.
Just like the Giants are going to lose to the Jets this year.
The Jets will never beat them. The Giants are just a better team.
Well, we can agree to disagree on that one.
Bella Signorina, what do you think?
I'm with you. Giants all the way.
Your pants will have to wait.
I see how it is.
Now then, what have you brought for me?
Oh, this is a wedding veil that has a snag in it.
Tracy unzips the veil.
It's right there.
The workmanship is exquisite. Gotta be Italian.
You're right, it's from Burano. Late 19th century.
A piece this beautiful must have been in your family for a very long time.
Unfortunately, not my family. It belonged to the Contessa di Marco. She wore it in a portrait by Claudio Amici.
That's quite a pedigree.
Well, sounds a little made up to me.
Did you just say that I made up that story?
Well, not necessarily. You know, maybe somebody else did along the way.
Actually, this veil has a very storied history.
If you say so.
Excuse me.
Luigi steps away. The man in the unaltered pants steps away from the mirror and turns to Tracy.
It's a very beautiful veil.
I'm glad you approve. Nice tux.
Thank you. So, when's the wedding?
Oh, there's not a wedding.
And yet you have a veil.
It's not mine. Well, I mean, I guess a third of it is mine, sort of.
Oh, what, this third?
No, the third that doesn't believe in it. See, there's like a legend about the veil that it... Never mind. When is your wedding?
Oh, I'm not getting married.
And yet you're in a tuxedo.
Oh, I am the best man.
If you say so.
I can have this ready for you next Tuesday.
Great. Thank you so much.
I left my pins back there. Be right with you.
Good night, sir.
Also, go Dolphins.
Luigi, Dolphins, come on.
I can't believe it.
Tracy at work.
All of his father was a client and friend. He's brought us a very special document.
It's a piece I inherited from him, but unlike my father, I'm not a collector.
This is Emma Lazarus's handwritten first draft. The new Colossus.
I mean, I knew there was an earlier draft. Never thought it would come up for auction. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. You see it on the Statue of Liberty, but to see it in our own hand.
The poem made such a profound effect on so many immigrant families, my own included. We'll send you a contract this afternoon, Oliver.
Sounds good.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you both.
Oliver leaves.
A lot of collectors will be interested in that, especially Carter Wainwright. He's been looking for a piece of Americana just like that.
Yeah, my fear is he'll stick it in a vault. No one will ever see it.
That is exactly what he's going to do. But you know what? I could probably reach out to some museums, maybe get someone to agree to pay the appraisal price.
Well, I'm not sure Oliver would agree with that.
But I have your permission to ask him, right? Well, I'll take that as a yes.
Tracy dashes out.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Tracy chases Oliver outside.
Mr. Wyckoff! Sorry, Mr. Wyckoff, just 1 second, please.
Yes, is there a problem?
I have a proposal for you.
Okay.
So.
Now, the man from Luigi's enters a restaurant.
Here you go.
Thank you, honey.
How was the wedding?
Oh, it was amazing. I don't think I've ever seen Bobby look so happy.
No.
Did it give you any ideas?
What about the new restaurant?
You know that's not what I mean.
Yeah, I know that's not what you mean. That's why I'm not answering. Thank you so much for helping with the dinner prep.
Oh, well, it turns out we didn't really need to. Carla's got everything under control.
Okay, it may seem like that now, but once Nick opens his new restaurant, I may need to call on you and Nona a lot.
I think I'm going to agree with Mama on this one. You're going to do just fine.
But you might need us. I'm still not convinced your idea of mixing Italian and Asian food together is going to work.
It's called fusion, Nona. Fusion.
All I know is it's not authentically Italian.
Okay, it may not be traditional, but it is awfully good.
Oh, you hear that? You hear that?
Nick waves his wrist, mocking the two older women, who smile at each other. Now, elsewhere, Tracy enters Sarah Goodwin's art gallery.
Mom, lunch is here.
So, how are you doing?
Oh, you know. I miss Finn.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm happy that I am still a New Yorker and that I don't have to get on an airplane
to share lunch with my mother.
Aww. And Sabar's pastrami would be hard to replace.
100%.
You know, honey, when your dad and I got divorced, it took me a while to get my bearings.
Mom, you were married for 15 years.
Yeah.
Finn and I were together for 2. And if you count all of his touring, we were only together for 1.5 years. And that's my longest relationship.
Well, all relationships have their complications, but you can't let our divorce influence your relationship.
That's not what I'm doing.
Tracy fidgets and glances around at the colorful impressionist paintings.
Is this all new?
They're by a new artist I'm featuring from Taos.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Tracy ponders a painting of colorful streaks.
Now getting back to you. Have you thought about what's next?
I have the party coming up that I'm planning. I have to get the auction together. And I have to find a museum that's willing to buy the Lazarus poem. I'm busy.
Well, just make sure you leave some time for yourself.
I have decided to buy one of those mini trampolines.
Okay.
Stanley says they're great for de-stressing, and they're highly recommended for high-stress, high-achieving, busy New Yorkers.
Sounds like it's right up your alley.
Tracy looks at Sarah's lunch bag.
I get the pickle.
You take it.
Night, in Tracy's office.
I think the Lazarus poem would be perfect for your special collections. I know that museums have been struggling for funding, and to have an important and special, timely piece like this could really... No, of course... I understand. Well, I appreciate your time. Oh, no, this is going to be harder than I thought.
I have good news, bad news.
Hit me.
The bad news is the caterers that we wanted for the party just bowed out.
So for those keeping score, we can no longer count on caterers or trumpet players.
Correct. But the good news is, I have a solution.
Stanley closes his laptop and walks over to Tracy, offering a hand.
Twirl.
She stands, twirling.
Let's get your coat.
Okay. Well, my phone.
Grab your phone. Coat. Adventure.
Now, at Danona's restaurant, they sit at a table for two.
Everything is so delicious.
Really, though. The only problem is how do we narrow it down?
I don't know, because this was as good as the carbonara, which is as good as the risotto. How do we choose?
I don't know. We have to save some room for dessert, because I hear the cannolis are incredible.
We have to get these people to cater the party.
See, I knew you were going to say that. So I asked the waiter if we could talk to you.
What if I hadn't liked the food?
I hadn't gotten that. But the food is fantastic.
Nick approaches.
You know, I knew you.
Tuxedo.
Wedding veil.
Is this some sort of code?
You're the owner.
I am the owner and the chef, Nick Sergio.
Tracy Goodwin.
Hey.
And I'm Stanley, but I'm guessing by this greeting, you two have already met.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, very briefly.
So I understand you wanted to see me?
Oh, yeah, but that was before I knew you were you.
We got that out of the way. What did you want to see me about?
About the food. We wanted to compliment you on how delicious all of this food is, sir, but it's very good.
Thank you.
Yes, and we wanted to see if you could cater a party at our auction house on the 17th.
Stanley winces.
Catering, 17th. Well, I would have to check with my sister. I work with her, so I'll go do that.
Okay, yeah, check with her. In the meantime, we should probably order some dessert.
Okay, I'll send somebody over.
Thank you so much. Yeah, fantastic. I hear the cannolis are really the... What's wrong with you?
Nothing at all. I just realized that this place is so busy, they probably won't be able to fit us in.
Well, let's hope they will.
I'm definitely not doing that, Joe.
What is wrong with you?
What are you talking about? Nothing. She just feels like she'd be a very difficult client.
You've had difficult clients before. Just think of the exposure a party like this would give us, especially since we are about to open a new restaurant.
You're just like Mom.
Carly pushes Nick back out.
What's with the wedding veil, the tuxedo thing?
It's a long story.
How long?
Not that kind of time.
All right. Wow.
Yeah. So, looks like I will be available to cater.
Oh, great.
Nick drums his fingers on the banister.
Yeah, fantastic. Why am I the only one who's excited about this?
Tracy turns to Stanley and sighs. Daytime. Stanley and Tracy enter the auction house carrying umbrellas. They enter the lobby.
We've gotten so many RSVPs for the party, and I just sent out the invitations.
A little party's turning out to be quite the social event.
Yeah, I have to talk to the florist. I have to confirm with the valet.
Oh, I forget some extra displays. You know what? I have to get those earrings to the catalog before the catalog goes to the printer.
The sapphire earrings that I like?
Yeah.
What's the provenance on those? Because I feel like I've seen them before.
No provenance. Estate jewelry. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to the printers now.
What?
See you later.
No, you can't go anywhere. I have an appointment with the caterer to go over the menu.
Oh, right. Well, can't you go without me? You can have some alone time in tuxedo.
I don't want alone time. I think he's going to be hard to work with, and I don't need that kind of stress.
The trampoline would help. Did it come yet?
Yes.
And?
I haven't taken it out of the box.
So the way it works is you actually have to take it out of the box and then you kick it. Okay, so say hi to Tuxedo for me.
Now, Carly and Nick inside a halfway finished restaurant. Oh. Kara swivels in a chair.
Swivel or no swivel?
How much does it cost?
Well, this new catering gig will pay for the swivel stools.
That's one way of looking at it.
Oh, come on, Nick. This party is exactly what we need. The auction house is on the Upper West Side, and that is exactly the type of clientele we want to attract.
You're right. Guess I'll just focus on what's important, the food and getting the restaurant open.
And choosing the right bar stools.
You're having way too much fun.
Yep.
Fine, the swivel.
Yes.
Just because you're making me dizzy.
Right?
Cool.
Usually we don't make a big deal out of auction previews, but we're combining it with our 25th anniversary.
25? Wow. But you haven't been there that long.
No, I've been there 10 years. I started off as an assistant, and now I am the director of books and documents.
Ooh, director of books and documents. That is a fancy title.
It's not fancy, and I didn't make it up.
Ah, touche. I owe you an apology. I was a little bit out of line the other day.
Thank you. Me too.
Nick waves his arm. Tracy smiles, then checks her phone.
Excuse me, sorry. Okay, so the Morgan Library turned me down.
How do you get turned down by a library? Too many overdue books?
No, I'm trying to have a historical document placed in a museum.
Which one? I'm a pretty big history buff.
It's an early draft of a poem by Emma Lazarus.
The one that's on the Statue of Liberty? Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, that one?
Wow, okay, I underestimated you. Good for you.
No, I know it because my grandmother immigrated here from Italy when she was a child. The Statue of Liberty is one of the very first things she saw when she came to America. It's one of the most important days of her entire life.
It's stories like that make me realize just how important this is that I'm trying to do.
Now you want stars. My Mona's got some stories. Let's focus on the menu here, huh?
Okay.
I'm throwing a couple new things at you here. I'm opening a restaurant called Tesoro Mio. And it's an Asian-Italian fusion.
That's really interesting and different. Something I strive for.
Yeah, me too. So check this out.
Nick and his family outside the new restaurant, examining a large sidewalk sign, Tesoro Mio.
Yeah, look at that. So, what do you think?
It's a very nice sign.
I thought so too. It's a good start, right? Let's go inside. I want to show you the rest of it. Okay, now, you gotta use your imagination.
Wait until you see the kitchen. It does everything but make the sauce.
When we started Denona, my mother and I had to make sauce in a tiny little apartment.
Ma, I think the place is very nice, and I think Nick is on to something here.
You know, he got a lot of very important investors based on his menu and his cooking.
What do you think?
We were just saying how impressed we are with the place, honey.
Oh, thanks, Ma.
And proud of both of you.
But are you sure you will be finished with everything by the opening?
Yeah, we got like a month, right? Which reminds me, we need some artwork for the walls.
We got plenty of family photos you could have.
Well, that's very sweet, Nona, but we're going for a little bit different vibe here than Denona. But keep it in mind, huh? Grazie. Espresso?
Auction house.
Leland. I have some good news. I called every museum I could think of, as you know, with no luck. But I just had a meeting with the New York History Museum, and they want to make the Lazarus poem part of their permanent exhibit.
Oh, that is wonderful news, Tracy. Congratulations.
There is a catch.
Tracy sits.
They can only afford half the purchase price.
Which means you have to find someone who can cover the other half and is also willing to donate it.
Guess it's only half the money, right?
Unfortunately, it doesn't make it half as easy.
Indeed. Well, back to work.
You can do it.
Yeah, of course. No, I understand. But thank you for your time.
Stanley smiles as he watches Tracy struggle to hang up a phone.
What's wrong?
I'm just about through my donor list, and I haven't found anyone. I'm getting nowhere fast, and I am running out of time.
You want to come out with me, have a drink, cry on my shoulder?
I don't have time to cry, because I'm not giving up. Maybe I'll just jump on my trampoline.
Finally took it out of the box?
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay, well, I'll be out happy jumping. I'll be at the restaurant.
Tracy sighs as Stanley leaves. At home, Tracy bounces up and down on a trampoline. She touches an earpiece.
Hello?
It's Nick Sergio from Danonas.
Yeah. Hi. I know who you are.
Is everything okay? You sound like you're a little bit out of breath.
Tracy sips water.
No. I mean, I was just a little up and down. I was jumping on a trampoline. That's all.
Wow, I didn't know the circus was in town.
I didn't know chefs were funny.
Well, we have our moments. Thanks.
A little kitchen humor.
But you don't have auction house humor?
No. Well, that art and antiquity, it's very serious, sacred, in fact.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Stanley is a funny one.
The sidekick, right? The guy that I met at the restaurant with you?
I'm Abbott to his Costello.
Hey, who's on first?
What's on second?
I didn't know you'd know that routine.
I'm surprised you do.
People aren't always who you think they are.
Well, I think you're still the chef
that's going to be catering our party.
I am. That's actually why I called. I've narrowed it down to a few recipes I want you to try.
When?
How was Thursday morning?
Yeah, that should be fine for me.
All right. Sure you're not bouncing on a trampoline that morning?
Well, if I am, it's, just to build up an appetite.
All right, I'll see you then.
Great.
Tracy taps her earpiece. Tracy at Danana's.
Here we have a little shiitake mushroom and umami ravioli.
Wow. Smells good.
It's one of my favorites.
You know, I noticed all the memorabilia you have back there. Wow, you weren't kidding when you said you were a major New York history buff.
Oh, yeah. It all started when my nonna gave me this little replica of the Statue of Liberty.
Tracy's eyes widen as she chews.
Oh?
Wow.
Tracy nods.
Wow. If all your food tastes like this, I'm never getting a reservation to Sorrel Mio.
I may know somebody that knows somebody that can get you in. Oh, this is my sister, Carly. Carly, Tracy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Same here. We are very excited to be catering your event.
Oh, well, if the food is this good, the crowd is going to be really happy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying Nick's new menu, but I should get these into the kitchen. It's lovely to meet you.
See ya. Carly's the eldest of my three sisters.
Where are the other two? Locked in the kitchen?
Yes, and we threw away the key. No, they're in Italy, actually. Juliana is doing some research for a new cookbook, and my sister Monica is on a farm learning how to make her own olive oil.
Wow, you have quite a family.
Yeah, I got pretty lucky in that department. How about you?
Oh, I'm an only child, and my parents are divorced, and I just had a breakup myself recently.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Divorce?
No, we never made it down the aisle.
But you still have the wedding veil.
Only by default.
But wasn't there some sort of legend attached to it?
It's silly. The legend is whoever has possession of the veil is going to fall in love.
That's not silly at all. That's totally legit.
Totally, yeah, for sure. Totally legit.
Why don't we have some dessert?
In the kitchen.
What's this one called again?
Sfogliatella.
How do you say it?
Sfogliatella.
Sfogliatella. I can't put it all together. I know I like it, but I just can't say it.
That's all that matters.
We have to have this on the menu, too.
All right, done.
And the cannolis.
Cannolis are on every menu. Come on.
Perfect. I love it. That doesn't look so hard.
You want to try filling one of these?
Seems easy, right?
Yeah. Grab that chocolate right there. Grab it by the top, otherwise it all comes out.
Oh, yeah, you don't want that. Okay.
All right. And,
Sorry. I didn't mean to spill.
Not so much filling. Here, let's get that off.
Wait, can I taste it first?
Yes.
Mm. She licks her finger.
That's good, right?
That is really good. So delicious. That's a lot of chocolate.
Okay, so we got the cannolis, got the sfogliatella. Yes. Other than that, everything else good with the menu?
I really think the menu is perfect. I'm really happy to check that off my to-do list.
They stiffen, gazing at each other.
I took a coin.
Wait, you going to work?
No, I took the morning off from work because I'm buying a new rug, maybe even a new coffee table, and some new art.
Ooh, redecorating.
Didn't start out that way, but then it's the breakup. I guess I just wanted something new.
Wall photo.
Is that this building that we're in right now?
This right here is the very first day that Denona's was opened.
Wow.
That's my great-great-grandmother, great-grandfather in the hat right there. Look at that hat. And that's my grandmother, Gia.
The one who gave you the miniature Statue of Liberty.
That's the one.
That's really cool.
Are you still looking for a buyer for the poem?
I haven't found anyone yet.
It dawned on me earlier that one of the investors in Tesoro Mio is also a very big collector.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he might be interested?
Yeah, I mean, we can call him and find out. Hey, let me help you with that.
Thank you. You would be willing to call him for me?
Of course. To save a very important piece of New York history. I can't promise anything.
No, I mean, of course not. I'm not expecting anything, but thank you.
Also, if you need help lugging stuff around, I got a SUV. I could help you.
Elsewhere, a Range Rover drives down an alley. It parks. Nick gets out of the driver's seat. Tracy gets out and walks to the trunk.
Okay.
Oh, what floor are we on?
The top floor. I mean, there's an elevator. I wouldn't do that to you. You taught me to make cannolis this morning.
I thought I was in for a workout.
They carry the rug inside.
Where do you want this thing?
Yeah, right here in the middle.
All right. Oh, nice place.
Thanks. I like it.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Perfect. Hey, can I get you something to drink?
Yeah, water'd be great.
Perfect.
Nick examines a series of rolled up rugs against the wall.
So are you collecting rugs?
No. Why?
Because you've got like 50 of them over here.
That. Well, sometimes you think something's gonna work, and then it doesn't. You have to just move on.
Are we still talking about rugs?
No. Now we're talking about my ex. Finn was going to move in with me, and so we started shopping for stuff for my place, you know, for both of us, and he picked out this rug, and I gave in.
Well, at least we know you're willing to compromise.
Right, just not all the way to L.A. That's where he moved.
Well, I don't know you very well, but I can't really see you breaking up with New York.
Tracy glances at Nick. He steps on the trampoline as Tracy unrolls the rug. Then, Nick examines a painting on the wall.
Hey, this is great. I love this artwork right here.
That's from my mom's art gallery.
Your mom has an art gallery?
Mm-hmm.
I just so happen to be looking for some artwork for Tesoro Mio. Unless she's charging Warhol prices, and then...
I know someone who knows someone who might be able to get you a deal.
Sounds interesting. And cryptic. So what's the verdict?
Just doesn't work, does it? Two thumbs down.
How's it getting back downstairs, though?
Oh, good afternoon.
Wait, didn't you get my text saying I wasn't coming in until later?
I did. What, were you just up late working?
Yeah, I was, just going over all the paperwork for the party, making sure that the vendors had their contracts and everything.
Everything's set.
Is that the catalog?
It is.
How does it look?
Terrific. I noticed at the back that you put a thank you to Tesoro Mio there.
Of course I did. You know, they're catering the party and they need the publicity.
Wow, that's awfully nice of you.
I'm a nice person.
Stanley cocks his head.
Most of the time.
Just making an observation.
Sounds more like an exaggeration.
Look, don't get me wrong. I like Tuxedo. He's charming. He can cook. He can keep up with you.
What does that even mean? You keep up with me?
All I'm saying is that Finn, you know, he's nice. Really talented. But he was always a few steps behind you. You need somebody who's more of a speedwalker. Like Tuxedo.
First of all, Tuxedo is just... Nick.
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 Nick is just a business acquaintance, okay? He's total...
Tracy picks up her phone and stiffens.
It's him.
Well, he's probably just calling about business stuff.
She answers, turning away. Nick, at Denona's.
Hello.
I've got good news. So my investor said he's willing to meet with you.
Really? Wow.
Hey, he's got a house out in Long Island, out by the beach.
He wants us to come by on Sunday.
Sunday is perfect.
Why don't I pick you up around, I don't know, 9?
9, okay. Great. Oh, thank you so much.
Nick, with desserts.
These look great.
Tuxedo found a potential buyer for the poem.
Just a business acquaintance, huh?
He's just a stand-up guy, Nick.
Nick is just a stand-up guy. Would you stop getting ideas, please?
No. I mean, I can't help it. It's in my DNA. I'll try to have no ideas. Oh, look, me not having any ideas about you in tuxedo. Walking down a beach.
I need my own office. Seriously, I can't live like this.
Nick.
At home, Tracy struggles to lift a rolled-up rug.
Oh, okay.
She passes her laptop. A video chat with Emma begins.
Oh, hello.
Hey, just checking in on you.
Well, don't worry. It's been 3 weeks and I am still standing.
What are you doing?
Why do I see paint cans behind you?
Making some changes, you know? Out with the old, in with the new. Maybe something blue.
Wait, you didn't get rid of that cute little table you bought on our Vermont weekend, did you? Wasn't it right next to your couch?
Yes, you have a good memory. It was right there, but now I put it in the bedroom. Looks like you're making some changes, too.
Yes. I'm just getting started on the packing. Paolo and I are moving to our new place soon.
Aw, well, I can't wait to see it. Is that what time it is? I have to go. I'm so sorry, but Nick is picking me up. We're going to go meet Bruce.
With Nick?
I don't have time to explain. Okay, coat.
Spare. Now, Emma dials. Avery is walking in the park.
I just got off the phone with Tracy.
How's she doing?
She's redecorating.
Oh, no. Do you remember her last breakup?
I know. I even saw paint cans in her living room.
I just hope we can get there before
she paints her walls a color she's going to regret.
What's your schedule like this week?
Emma smiles and sits, opening her laptop. Now, Nick stands outside Tracy's building beside his car.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, slight change of plans.
Oh.
No, don't worry. We're still going to go meet Bruce. We're just not going to his house.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds fine, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, what's this?
Oh, it's a little surprise for the road.
Okay.
Some cannolis.
Cannolis for breakfast? I love it.
At a marina, filled with sailboats, Nick and Tracy sit at a cafe table with an older man.
So just keep in mind, you'd only be paying half the asking price. The museum will match the other half. They're looking forward to displaying the poem full time.
Bruce, these words meant so much to so many immigrants, including my grandmother.
Well, I really admire what you're trying to do. But I collect to invest, and I resell when the market's right.
Oh, come on, Bruce. What about considering this a charitable donation?
I've already exceeded my donations for the year. Look, I'm very sorry, but I'm a businessman. I'm not a philanthropist.
Of course.
I'm sure you'll find the right person.
Do you have someone in mind?
I don't, but you two should definitely keep at it. We're pretty good together.
Bruce looks down in the catalog.
I am interested in this George Washington letter, though. So, maybe a trip out here wasn't for nothing.
In the grass.
Hey, I mean, we knew it was a long shot, right?
Yeah, long shots are always worth a try, though. I should know.
Meaning?
Well, my grandmother thinks my new restaurant is a total long shot.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
She's old school. She doesn't understand the idea of anybody wanting to blend Italian cooking with any other kind of cuisine.
Well, come on. Old school doesn't mean that she might not come around.
Yeah, right. There's old school, and there's Italian old school.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, what made you decide to go with fusion anyway?
Ex-fiance.
Ex.
Ex.
I've been there.
Yeah, we were together 4 years. She's a chef also, Asian cuisine. And we decided to blend our lives together. We also wanted to blend our food passions together. And boom, tesoro mio.
Well, it does sound delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm moving on with her blessing.
So things ended well.
Yeah, especially for her. She's now married to a Brazilian chef, and they have 2 restaurants in Rio.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Taking a little break. Focusing on the new restaurant.
Mm-hmm. You know, my best friend Avery always says that everything happens for a reason.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe I'm starting to believe her.
Speaking of, sorry things didn't work out so well with Bruce.
You know what? We gave it our best shot, right?
That we did.
Yeah.
In a dress shop.
So, Trace, what's the attire for this party?
The usual. Upscale New York cocktail party.
Oh. So, in other words, a little black dress.
Or...
Tracy appears in a bright red cocktail dress.
That is your dress.
I don't know. You think? I don't know. What about this one? This one's sort of more... I don't know. This one was a little more...
Trace, I've never seen you so in doubt about a dress before, especially one that looks like it was made for you.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's because I'm not sure which one is right.
For what? Or should I say for who? Have you met someone?
Sort of. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's something. Or maybe it's nothing. Or maybe I'm just not ready to be in a relationship yet, you know?
Well, it's giving you pause about buying a new dress. So maybe it is something. Either way, you have to buy that dress.
Thanks, Mom.
Tracy returns to the dressing room.
You want to grab an early dinner after this?
Oh, Mom, I would love to, but Avery and Emma are coming into town tonight.
Ah, what's the occasion?
No occasion. They're just being good friends.
Night on the sidewalk.
You know, you guys didn't have to come.
Yes, we did, given the state of your apartment.
Okay, I know how it seems, but I'm fine, really.
We were just a little worried about you, especially when I saw all those paint cans. It just reminded me of the time you painted your apartment purple.
Okay. It was lilac.
It was bad. It was.
These paint cans have a very pretty light green in them. Oh. I think it's going to be great. And since you're here, maybe you two could help me paint.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, of course we'll do that.
You are the sweetest. But I love you. You're the nicest person I know, seriously.
Okay, where are we going to dinner?
Oh, I discovered this new Italian place and I thought we could, you know, just check it out.
At Donna's.
Well, look who it is. Oh, you're becoming a regular.
These are my friends, Emma and Avery.
Hi.
Hi. The other two-thirds of the Veil. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you know about the Veil.
Well, he was at Luigi's when I had to take it in to get repaired.
Well, you didn't tell us that.
This is Nick, and he is a very talented chef.
Is this the same Nick who took you to Long Island?
Well, unfortunately, that turned out to be a bust, but yes.
But I did get to see the Ohiga Castle, one of the architects who also designed Central Park.
I can't believe you never knew about that. Tracy knows New York better than I do.
But that is my favorite part about the city, that there's always something new to discover.
Always.
Tracy and Nick smile. Emma and Avery grin at each other. Tracy notices them, and her brow furrows.
Oh, hey, thank you. I hope you don't mind. I took the liberty.
Oh, she does not mind, and neither do we. Thank you.
A plate of antipasto.
I could tell you the specials, or you could just put yourselves in my hands.
Oh, no, we will put ourselves in your hands.
Okay. All right, perfect. I'll be right back.
I didn't mean it like that.
We didn't say anything. I don't know. What do you...
Nothing.
They lift wine glasses.
Cheers.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Later, with empty plates.
Scusi, cameriere. Vorremmo ordinare dessert.
What a fine this place is. I mean, not to mention Nick.
In the kitchen, Nick is hard at work.
But I was talking about his cooking.
I just ordered us some dessert.
Yes, I noticed you were practicing your Italian.
I was trying every chance I get. Paolo's trying to improve his English, so we're not speaking Italian too much at home right now.
So when are you going back to Italy?
Probably the start of spring semester. It's just not official yet.
And then you'll continue tracing the veil.
Yes, yes, that's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, great. I'm still wondering how it got to the States.
And so am I.
So is Avery.
Happy birthday.
Tracy's eyes widen. Emma closes her eyes as a waiter places a cake in front of Tracy.
Smile and eat cake.
Yes, my Italian's not as good as I thought.
It's okay, Em. At least you know how to order 3 forks.
Thank you.
Tracy blows out the candles.
That's exactly what I ordered. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
This is amazing.
Let me cut that into some smaller pieces. We'll take care of that.
Later, the three of them eat the cake.
Thank you, Nick. Everything was wonderful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, if you find yourselves in New York on the 30th, I'm doing a grand opening of our new restaurant, and I would love for you all to come.
Oh, it's so nice of you. I think Tracy will probably have to represent the three of us.
Well, I won't say no to that.
That's good to hear.
Tracy glances at Nick.
Okay, I should probably get back to the kitchen. Is there anything else I can get for you ladies?
No, everything was perfect.
It really was.
All right, wonderful. Very nice to meet both of you.
You too.
Nick walks away. Emma and Avery eat a bite of cake, staring at Tracy.
What?
Nothing.
Stop looking at me like that.
Cheesecake's really good. Really good.
It is good.
Tracy takes a bite, scowling. On the sidewalk outside.
I just can't believe that Nick wouldn't let us pay for dinner.
He is quite a guy.
No.
Do not go all Avery on me.
Hold on, I'm just saying it's obvious he likes you, and from what I can tell, he is a keeper.
Definitely a keeper.
Not you too.
What, you have to admit, come on, this is the Veil working its magic.
Really, are we back to that?
Yes, but Tracy, the Veil can only do so much. You do have to meet it halfway.
I am not asking the Veil to do anything.
I think what we're saying is you just really need to think about what it is that you want.
You know, actually what I want right now is some space. So I'm just gonna say goodnight.
Tracy, I didn't...
A cab appears, and Tracy gets in.
Wow, she's really good with that whistle. I think it's a New York thing.
The cab drives off. Daytime. Nick enters the auction house.
Hi.
Wow, this is great.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, I'm a native New Yorker, and this is the first time that I've ever been to an auction house.
No, actually, I can't even imagine that. Can I show you around a little?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So how'd you get into all this?
I always loved history, ever since I was little. I didn't even want to go to summer camp. I just wanted to visit every historical site in the city. That sounds so nerdy when I say it out loud.
No, not at all. I bet you'd give one heck of a tour.
Oh, yeah. All the way from the Bronx to the Bowery. So, what do you think?
Oh, I mean, it's a lot, and I think it would be a great place to come and work every day. You know, you got all of this amazing history coming through.
Oh, there's just so much history and beautiful art and amazing jewelry. It's everything.
Tracy smiles at the earrings on display, then turns to Nick.
But you're here to see the kitchen, aren't you? Yeah. I'll show you where you're going to set up.
Nick glances at the earrings.
So I think you have everything we need here, except for a couple things which I can bring from the restaurant.
Yeah, and I'll make a list.
Perfect. And I gotta tell you, seeing all this fantastic art here has reminded me that I need to fill up the walls at my new restaurant. So if your offer to go see your mom's gallery is still on the table?
Absolutely. Professionally speaking, I should probably see your new restaurant first.
Yeah, you might be onto something there.
Yeah.
Why don't you come by today after work?
Sure. I'm free. I would love to.
Okay. See you then.
Okay.
Nick walks out. Nighttime inside Tesoro Mio.
Wow, this is a great space. So have you thought about what kind of art?
Oh, I like paintings.
Right. It's a little vague.
All right. Paintings of landscapes. You know, when you look at them, you kind of want to go there type of landscapes.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, well, any other thoughts?
No, just nothing that makes you lose your appetite.
Right. Good call. You know, art is subjective, right?
I get that, and that's really why I need your help. Like, I'm very confident with my calamari, but I have no idea what to put on the walls, you know?
Have you thought about fine art photography?
Yes, and that is a great idea, but if I put a photo on these walls that's not of my family, my grandmother, she's never going to let me live it down.
Well, I don't know how to help you with that, but... Oh, that was just Luigi texting me to remind me that I need to pick up the Veil.
I thought you picked that up already.
No, I haven't had a chance yet. It's no rush.
I thought your friends needed it.
They are already married. In fact, they both wore the Veil at their weddings.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that means you're the only one of your friends that's still single.
Yep. But I'm not complaining about it.
No, I totally get it. I'm not complaining about being the only one of my friends that's still single. But if you ask my nonna and my mother, ooh.
I should just pick up the Veil and stop making a thing out of it, you know?
At home in pajamas, Tracy on the phone.
Hey, Avery, can you hold on a second
so I can get Emma on too? Great.
Emma and Avery at separate places.
Hi.
Okay.
Now that you're both here, I want to apologize.
We're sorry too.
Yeah, we realized we came on a little strong about Nick and the Veil. We just want you to find the right person, whoever it is. Ugh, I can't stand it when we fight.
Wait a second. I don't remember us ever being in a big blowout fight before.
That's not true. Remember when we were studying for finals and we accused the others of eating the last chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, that's because you did. I totally forgot about that.
In our defense, we were super sleep deprived.
I'm so tired.
So, are we good?
Well, you don't even have to ask. Of course we're good.
I love you, girls.
All right. Avery, you first. Tell me about your day.
Daytime at the art gallery. Nick glances around at the colorful art.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a bit intense.
Well, clearly you haven't tried my spicy ramen alla viata.
Oh, I love that.
A bright abstract painting.
For the restaurant?
Nope, it's for my apartment. It's gonna go perfect with my new rug.
Which one? As I recall, you have quite the collection going on.
I'll narrow it down, okay?
Find anything you like?
I don't think so. Sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. I've got some new pieces coming in a few days. If you'd like to come back.
Well, let me check with my designer. Would you like to come back in a couple days?
I think we can make that work.
You don't mind being stuck with me again?
You're not so bad to be stuck with.
Do you hear that?
Nick and Tracy walk out. Nighttime. The gala at the auction house. Tracy wears the red dress.
May I have a moment?
Yes, yes, of course, Leland.
Tracy, I know how hard you've worked on the party, and I just want to say thank you for making it so special.
Well, I'm honored. I mean, Metropolitan is like a second home to me, so I really wanted this party to be perfect.
Well, the place wouldn't be the same without you.
Am I going somewhere?
Not if I can help it.
Are you going somewhere?
Well, I have to retire eventually, and I was hoping I could leave it in capable hands. Maybe those hands might be yours.
Tracy's eyes widen.
Shall we go rejoin our guests?
They walk back to the mingling guests. Stanley approaches.
Whoa, good news, bad news.
Good news.
Good news is you look fantastic. Love the dress.
Thank you.
There's no bad news.
Tracy smiles. Nick and Carly stand at the table with the food.
Hey, are you okay handling things on your own for a while?
Carly spots Tracy.
Yeah, take as long as you want.
He approaches Tracy at a table.
You got your eyes on something a little special over
there? I'm just appreciating the earrings.
Which, these blue ones are?
Mm-hmm. They're sapphires. There's just something about them.
Wow, those are beautiful.
Have you heard the big buzz of the party?
No.
Everyone raving about your food.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is music to my ears.
Well, I have to thank you because this party is really important to me.
Of course. Of course. And it was a pleasure to, you know, watch you and kind of get a glimpse into your world. So thank you.
Have you had a chance to see the Lazarus poem?
No, I haven't.
Can you come see it now?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
A plastic display case.
Oh, look at that. That is special.
Yeah.
To see this poem in her actual handwriting?
I know.
Now I understand why you've been fighting so hard.
I'm mostly failing, but that's okay. I am not giving up. I am not throwing in the towel.
An older man smiles from across the room at Tracy.
Oh, who is that guy?
Carter Wainwright. He has a vast collection of incredibly important historical artifacts, and he keeps them all locked in a vault.
Nick furrows his brow.
I hate the idea of a guy like that getting his hands on the poem. It deserves to be seen by the immigrants that it was written for.
Nick, that's it. You just gave me a great idea.
Daytime.
So, remember in our conversation at the party, you said how much that poem meant to immigrants, right?
Yeah.
I should find someone who it means something to. You know, someone who lived it.
Yeah, someone who immigrated to the U.S. himself.
Yes, exactly. So I researched all day and all night, and I finally found the perfect person. Rangan Narula.
The tech guy?
Exactly. He came from nothing, and he went the distance. Yeah, he is an incredibly inspiring rags-to-riches story, and he lives in Manhattan.
No way. So you called him?
Well, it's Sunday, so his office is closed. I emailed him and all five of his assistants.
Oh, there you go.
In her apartment, they unroll another rug.
Thank you.
Tracy stands, pondering it. She smiles.
This is it. This is the one.
You sure?
Yes, I am sure. It's perfect. It fits right in.
Well, I guess you do have to try a few out before you find the right one.
Are you still talking about rugs?
She sits on the rug.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay, well, I'm still talking about rugs, so don't confuse me.
Well, I guess you'll figure it out. Eventually. What?
Nothing.
Tracy approaches Stanley at work.
Morning, sunshine. What's going on?
Morning. You tell me. You have a call from Rangan Narula's office. What's that all about?
He hands her a paper. Her eyes widen. Now, she enters a downtown skyscraper. She rides the elevator up and gets out. Now, she sits in a reception area as a woman in a blazer approaches.
Miss Goodwin?
Oh, yes.
Hi, I'm ready.
I am so sorry. Mr. Nerullo will have to reschedule his appointment with you. He was called away on urgent business. Perhaps next month sometime?
No, next month is too late.
Apologies.
The woman walks off. Tracy sighs. Now, she descends the elevator. Later, on the sidewalk.
Hi.
How did it go with Marula?
He had to go out of town, and I'm not going to be able to reschedule the meeting until after the auction.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry. But hey, you pushed to get one meeting with him.
Chances are you pushed to get another one, you can get one for the auction.
Yeah, I guess it's just that pushy Tracy is a little tired of being so pushy.
Sounds like you need a little cheering up, and I could use a break.
I guess I just thought you never slow down.
Juggling two restaurants, even temporarily, it's a lot more difficult than I thought.
Night. They eat sidewalk pizza.
So this is a no-work night, then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about food or auctions.
Those are some strict rules. I guess we're going to find out if our jobs define us.
Yeah, we could talk about how your redecorating is going, or your drug collecting.
Okay, the whole situation is winding down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to figure out another subject to discuss.
Oh, I know. How about places in New York that we haven't visited? In fact, I'll bet you've never been to see the last remaining piece of the Ziegfeld Theater.
What? Where's that been hiding?
That's a secret. I'm not telling you. Huh. I'll show it to you, though, if you want to go. Or we can get another piece of pizza.
Ooh. I don't know. This is really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go see the theater.
All right, fine.
Later, in an alley.
Okay, so I think we ended in a tie, right? Because we both stuck to the rules the whole time.
But you almost blew it when you first saw that Ziegfeld statue.
You weren't supposed to notice
that. I noticed everything.
Well, I can't help it. Oh, now that it's over, I have to tell you, that statue would kill at auction.
Should we go back and get it?
They gaze at each other. Tracy flinches.
Thank you so much for such a nice evening. I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. Let me know if you need any more rugs carried up.
No, I think I'm good, because that one's a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see about that. Good night.
Good night.
They separate, smiling. Tracy turns to her building. Nick walks down the street. He turns back and waves. Tracy smiles. Tracy at home.
Hey, how are you?
I think I'm in love.
Tracy, that's wonderful.
It's the perfect fit.
It's so hard to find.
Tell me about it. I searched high and low.
That's what it takes sometimes.
I'm just so glad the search is over. And then I got such a bargain.
Nick?
No, I'm talking about my new rug.
I thought you were talking about Nick.
You can't ask me to choose between Nick and my new rug.
Okay. What about you and Nick?
I haven't decided about that yet.
You're interested, right?
Yes.
That's something.
I'm just not sure what yet.
Tracy checks her phone.
Oh, I have to get back to the office.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Avery at a museum.
She's in love with her rug.
Yeah.
But your instincts were right. She's been spending more time with Nick. That's the veil working its magic. I wouldn't mention that to Tracy.
Oh, right. No, of course not. But I'm just telling you, I cannot wait to see her in that wedding veil.
I know. But I wouldn't mention that either.
Of course not. Okay, bye.
Stanley scrolls through photos.
It's definitely a piece of Broadway history.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check out the Ziegfeld statue for myself.
I have more photos. You can scroll back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
That's from Avery's wedding.
Oh, that's a cute picture.
We took that in the gallery of the Stanbridge Museum.
Oh, this infamous painting. Oh.
Hmm.
Tuxedo. Texting. Let me text him back.
No, no, no. Do not text him. Give it to me.
No.
Oh, he just asked me to lunch.
Oh, that's fun. Where will we go?
I don't know. I'm going to let him decide. I'll just...
Okay, yeah, let's go. More. See, I raise Ooh. You your move, yeah.
What about Sarah Bess?
Well, I'll go somewhere new.
Okay, yeah, that's what he wrote back.
He said somewhere new?
Yes.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Wow.
Let's go.
You two are in sync.
Uh-huh.
So we do this every month. That was my Nona's idea. She loves giving back, so.
Oh, I like her even more.
Hey.
Welcome to our little family tradition.
This is awesome. I would love to help out if I can.
You don't have to.
I want to. You know, I bused tables when I was in college. I can get 4 plates on one arm.
That's a lot of plates. Mama, sorry to interrupt. This is Isabella, Tracy.
Hi. It's a pleasure to meet you, honey.
Really nice to meet you, too.
This is my Nona, Gia.
Oh, I've heard so much about you.
And I heard about you.
Nick says you're trying to put the poem Emma Lazarus wrote in a museum for everyone to see.
Well, I am hoping to make that happen.
Tracy wants to help out. She wants to help serve.
I'll get you an apron.
Oh, thank you. All right. Don't make me laugh. All right.
You can use your other hand.
Nope, nope. It's a point of pride. All right. Don't say anything.
She's not Italian.
Okay. Oh, hi. Here I come. Okay, that's for you. And that's for you, sir.
Yeah, but Ma, she seems to really like one particular Italian we both love, so.
Nice. The customers cheer.
Thank you. Best tip I ever got.
And he looks very happy.
And that's all that really matters, right?
Later, Nick and Tracy bust the tables.
You know, Nick, I just want to say thank you for including me here today. I had a great time.
I had a great time watching you juggle all those plates.
Yeah, it's good to know I still have a skill I can fall back on.
I'm sure you got more than one.
They smile at each other.
I know it's not like being a professional chef, but I was a short order cook.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. Why are you looking so surprised?
What can I say? You're full of surprises.
You're welcome to come over for dinner tonight. I'd like to prove it to you.
Huh. You have the night off, but you sure? Most people are afraid to have a chef over to their house for dinner, afraid their cooking's not going to measure up.
Well, I'm not afraid. I like a challenge.
Name on.
At home, Tracy chops food. Nick enters with two bottles.
Come on in, Nick. Door's open.
So, I wasn't sure what you were cooking tonight, so I brought a little Rosso e Bianco.
Thank you so much. Perfect.
Smells good. It's not Italian, but it smells good.
Well, I thought we could have something different. What with an American classic? Sloppy Joe's.
Sloppy Joe's?
Comfort food.
Oh, that's why I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, but you've had it before, right?
No, I have not.
How is that even possible?
Hey, I'm Italian. You know, we do the meat the ball with sub, but...
You need to know that I survived on this recipe when I was in college. Yeah. So I like to think that I perfected it.
She holds up a spoon to his mouth. He ponders.
Very good.
He kisses his fingers.
But it needs something.
What? No. I am the guest tonight. You are the cook. So whatever you think.
Right. But you're a professional chef. You would know. I can take it. I can handle the truth.
Okay, maybe you could use a little cumin.
Cumin. Okay, cumin.
She opens her cabinet.
Okay, garlic powder.
Wow, a lot of seasonings there. Let me check. I'm going to reach over here.
He reaches above her head.
Okay, what's... Oh!
Several jars fall out.
There we go.
Yeah, you found
it. I found it. You mind? Yeah?
Oh, no, please. Here, go ahead.
Nick spices the meat.
Okay. You mix this up a little. See that wrist movement right there?
There's a flair to it.
It is. It's a cooking flair. Bring your taste buds over here. I'm gonna get this on your pretty dress.
Okay.
He feeds her a spoonful. Then he tastes it himself.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. It's so much better.
You'd think I do this for a living.
Yeah. Well, dinner is ready.
You know, sometimes it's just the simplest things. That surprised you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will set the table.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you can just move my stuff anywhere.
You researching Narula?
I want to get to him without having to wait for another meeting. Just been doing a lot of research on him. I even found out what neighborhood he's from in Queens and where he eats breakfast there every Sunday.
Wow.
So which wine should I open, the red or the white with this?
Ooh. Question. You know, we're doing Sloppy Joe's, so maybe I have a better option.
Beer?
Are you reading my mind?
Great minds think alike.
Cheers.
Daytime at the old Vic Griddle house.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, there he is. He's in that back booth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got this, okay? Don't forget to breathe. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Nick holds the door for Tracy.
Oh, here goes nothing.
Go get him, Tiger.
She enters alone. Nick watches as she approaches a man sitting alone.
Mr. Narula.
Yes?
I'm Tracy Goodwin. I work at the Metropolitan Auction House. We were meant to have a meeting last week, and you were unable to attend. Anyway, I'm really sorry for intruding like this. It's not the kind of thing I usually do.
I usually eat my breakfast alone without interruptions.
I know. Yeah, I read that. I'm sorry about this, but I really need a moment of your time.
My eggs are getting cold.
Of course. Right. Sorry.
It's the third time you're apologizing. Are you done?
apologizing. Yes, actually, pretty sure I am.
Then let me apologize to you for canceling our meeting. Please, sit down, so I can at least eat my food while it's still warm.
Great. Okay.
Nick celebrates.
Yes.
Later, Tracy exits the restaurant.
Well?
Yeah. I think it went really well. He said that he wasn't sure yet, but he told me to write up a proposal, and he said he would show it to his lawyers.
Sounds like a yes to me.
I did express urgency to him, you know, that the auction was only a few days away.
What do you have to do? Just write up a proposal, right?
Only the best proposal of my entire life.
You got this. Let's go back to Denona. I'll cook you breakfast, and you write this amazing proposal.
No, I probably... Well, they're going to be cannolis?
Of course. Cannolis. Yes, you earned it. Come on.
Okay. Just one.
Yes, maybe okay. Five.
Tracy approaches Stanley, chatting with a man in the auction house.
What was that?
Oh, those are the sapphire earrings. Someone put a premium offer on them.
I never got to try them on.
Yeah. Okay.
Go over the checklist?
Yeah. Only thing that's left to do is tag the auction items.
Okay, but don't tag the Lazarus poem yet.
Still nothing from Narula?
No. But I think it's just him and his lawyers going over all the paperwork. It's complicated, you know? It's not just a purchase. It's a purchase and then a donation.
Right. Okay, well, should we go to lunch?
I have to work through because I'm leaving early to meet Nick at my mom's gallery.
You two are becoming quite a regular thing. Should I be jealous?
Of course not. You'll always be my work husband.
Mwah. I'll take it.
The new paintings I want to show you, right over here.
Ah, fantastic.
Painting of a lake house.
More of what we were looking for.
Good.
See, this reminds me of Verona. It's where my grandmother was born.
That makes sense. The painter's Italian.
I think it's quite what we're looking for Tesoro Mio. What do you think?
Probably not.
Okay. Let me see. What else do we have?
A sandy
this
beach.
Speaks to me. Reminds me of that day down by the water.
Yeah. I know what you mean. The day we were at the water, it was very cold.
I don't know. Maybe it was cold this day, too, and the artist decided to paint blue skies instead of clouds.
I hadn't realized you were an optimist.
It's one of my better qualities.
Sarah grins.
You have a few.
I see you found one you like. It's called Cielo Blu.
Blue sky. Weird.
The artist is Italian.
So is the guy buying it. Sold.
Nick takes several steps back and looks at it. At Tesoro Mio, Nick hangs the new painting of the sandy shore. Carly approaches.
You did good. In fact, the whole restaurant looks good.
Thanks to you. You had a lot to do with it. I'm not just talking about picking out the bar stools.
Oh, it's going to be so weird running my own kitchen when you move over here.
You know something? I think we're both going to be just fine.
Where did you find it?
That from the Sarah Goodwin Gallery.
As in Tracy Goodwin?
Yes. That's her mother.
Then I wouldn't say I'm the only one around here who's been helpful.
Huh.
Have you asked her out yet on a real date?
Yeah, does pizza count?
Yeah, if you're in college.
Thank you, oh wise sage.
Guests gather for an auction. Tracy on the phone. Nick nearby.
They had me on hold again.
Well, what did they say?
Just that they can't find Narula, so they're gonna try to track down his lawyer. When? Okay. But please just make sure that he knows that the auction is meant to start any moment. Thank you.
Leland approaches.
Anything? Oh, I can't wait any longer. I'll have to start.
He approaches the lectern.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. Got some very nice items for you today. Lot number 843, a handwritten letter from George Washington. Bidding begins at $220,000. So, 225.
Stanley bids.
300 on the phone. 325, 350 over here. And 375 on the phone. Do I hear 400? Last chance. All right, then. It is sold for $375,000 to the bidder on the phone. So we're moving along now to our next item, lot number 844, is a handwritten draft of the poem by Emma Lazarus, A New Colossus. Written in 1883, this early draft of the poem was later engraved on the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me a moment.
Tracy approaches the lectern.
I've just been informed that this item has in fact been withdrawn. So we shall move straight away on to our next one, lot number 800.
Carter scowls. Later, edition. At a reception.
Here you go. You did it.
Oh, we did it.
Okay, I'll buy that. Cheers.
If I may, I would like to thank each and every one of you for making today's auction an amazing success. And I especially want to thank Tracy, who went out on a limb to save a very important part of American history. Cheers.
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 Thank you.
Night. Nick and Tracy on the sidewalk.
Definitely a day to remember.
Oh, best day ever. And the look on Carter Wainwright's face when Leela just pulled the poem away from him. Oh,
that alone was worth at least $1 million.
Oh, and I'm so glad that you were there to share it with me. Oh,
me too. Oh. I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Tracy pauses on her doorstep.
Ah, well, here we are. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Nick leans in. They kiss. Nick takes her head in his hand as the kiss becomes more passionate. Tracy pulls away.
Sorry. We just got caught up in the moment, you know?
It's a moment I was hoping would happen. I just wasn't sure you felt the same.
I'm not sure I'm ready to feel that way.
I get it. We can take it slow.
Slow feels too fast for me right now.
I'm sorry. Have I been misreading things?
No, it's me.
Tracy shakes her head.
I think I've been sending you mixed messages.
Or maybe I've just been reading them wrong. If you're not ready, you're not ready. I totally understand.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. You're being honest with me, and that is totally admirable, and I appreciate it.
Tracy nods.
Maybe we should just call it a night.
Tracy nods.
Thank you.
He kisses her hand.
Thank you.
As Nick walks off, Tracy's eyes begin to water. She watches him walk, then turns and walks inside. Behind the glass window of the door, she begins to sob. Daytime at a museum. Nerula poses beside an M. Lazarus display with the handwritten draft. Nerula approaches Tracy and Stanley.
This is a good home for it.
I think M. Lazarus would feel the same way. Thank you so much, Mr. Nerula. Pleasure.
Nerula walks off as Leland approaches.
Congratulations, Tracy.
Thank you.
I still can't believe it's here.
Stanley. Oh, we did it together. No, you made it happen.
This is all you.
It was a team.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Stanley walks off.
Mom.
I'll finish.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, honey. I am so proud of all that you've done here.
Thank you so much.
I'm a little surprised you wanted to have dinner with me tonight.
What?
I would have thought you'd want to celebrate this special moment with Nick.
No. Well, things just got a little complicated.
Ah. Sounds like a romantic complication.
Tracy scoffs.
Honey, I'm your mom, remember? I'd have to be blind not to see there was something going on with you two.
The truth is, I'm the one who was blind. I didn't realize how close Nick and I had gotten until he told me how he felt, and I got scared.
Scared of what?
Scared of how I feel about him.
Oh, honey, Nick is a forever kind of guy, and you can't confuse that with Finn or even your father and I. All these years, I've watched as you let our divorce color your relationships. And the fact of the matter is, your dad and I just weren't right for each other. But you and Nick are.
They look at each other. Tracy stares. At home, Tracy hops on the trampoline. She answers her phone.
Hello?
Hi. Are you okay?
Did Stanley call you?
We promised we wouldn't say.
So you know about Nick and me.
And since you're on your trampoline, I'm guessing you're not okay.
Trampolines are great for stress.
Your problem isn't stress, it's matters of the heart. So you should probably get off the trampoline and get over to Nick's restaurant. It's the 30th, his opening.
I don't think that I am welcome there.
That didn't stop you with Rangan Arula.
Get over there.
Nighttime. Nick's family sits at a table at Tesoro Mio.
Please.
Congratulations. Tracy dashes in. Nick looks up and approaches her.
Hi.
Hi. I was hoping that the shiitake mushroom ravioli would be on the menu tonight.
Hoping that's not the reason that you came by.
No. The man who made it is why I'm here.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but technically my Nona made it tonight. She tried it, and then once she did, she was all in, but I get where you're going.
Tracy looks up at him.
I should have come up with a better opening line.
Oh, you're doing just fine.
Good. That's my best material. So I'm sorry. And the truth is, you're not misreading anything.
So what you're saying is that if I was to kiss you, you wouldn't push me away?
Well, it better be a good kiss.
Well, what constitutes a good kiss?
Tracy smiles and walks toward him. He lifts her up and spins her. Nick puts his hand in the air in triumph and puts Tracy down. Tracy kisses him again.
That was a great kiss.
Nick's family lifts their glasses of wine, smiling. Nick looks at Tracy and pulls her face closer, kissing her again. A transition. Tracy wears a white wedding gown, approaching Sarah and Avery. Nick's family examines the veil.
You look so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Have you heard from Emma? Yes, she landed. She's on her way right now.
Okay. Okay,
look great. At our beautiful bride.
Bellissima.
Oh, thank you. Did Tracy tell you that that's the same veil that was worn by a contessa in a 19th century painting?
She told us all about the painting and the veil and the legend.
Seems like it's coming true for all three of you.
Hi.
Yay.
Avery enters with a garment bag.
After my flight got canceled, we were able to find another one, but then there was only one seat, so Paolo's on the next flight out. You look so stunning. Oh. I have so much to tell you both.
Okay, but you... Hi. Okay. Oh, but you need to take a very deep breath.
Yes, and you need to get dressed. Okay, so I managed to track down how the veil got to America. It took me a while, but I was able to get in touch with Hilda.
She's the woman we bought the veil from?
Okay, she was able to find her mother's bill of sale for the veil and some jewelry. She bought it in New York in 1948, and you're never going to guess who she bought it from. Angela DeConcini.
What?
Yeah. It's Arianna's granddaughter.
Angela DeConcini was my mother.
What? Unbelievable. Not when it comes to her veil, it isn't.
No, no. Wait a second. So you're saying Angela was your mother, Claudia's daughter?
Yes! Mm-hmm. I gotta get dressed.
Do you know why she sold the veil?
Well, I know my mother sold some family heirlooms when we got to America for money to open our restaurant, but until today, I had no idea what those heirlooms were.
Can someone please explain what this all means?
What I think it means is that Nick's family are direct descendants of Arihana and Amici.
And that Paolo has even more cousins.
Wait a minute. I get that this Arianna was in the painting, but how exactly is she related to us?
I got this.
And I got her.
Okay, so Arianna and Amici was the artist who painted the portrait. They fell in love and they had a baby named Claudia, but she was adopted by Arianna's chambermaid, Carmela.
Carmela was my great-grandmother. At least, I thought so before today.
Which also means you two are cousins by marriage.
Oh!
And I'm so jealous.
No,
we're all three still sisters.
Yes, forever.
We should take our seats. Come on, Mom.
See you out there. Bye.
Thank you.
The women walk out, leaving Tracy, Emma, and Avery.
It's your turn, Tracy. Are you nervous?
No. Not because you both are by my side.
We have been through quite a lot together, haven't we?
We certainly have, good and bad, but
Mostly good.
Ups and downs, but mostly ups.
And no matter where we are always there for each other.
Okay.
Get you married.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Tracy moves to a mirror. Avery and Emma attach the veil to her hair.
Well, if you're going to make me admit it, I am very glad that we bought the veil.
Because you finally believe in the legend?
No, because it matches my dress.
She said that someday.
Now, the wedding guests assemble in a reception hall. Tracy and Nick kiss under a canopy. They turn and wave to the assembled guests, who stand. They walk up the aisle together. A transition. The guests now dance in the same space. Tracy and Nick dance, gazing in each other's eyes.
You look handsome.
So I got you a little something.
What?
A little wedding gift.
Nick, you were the anonymous buyer at the auction house.
As soon as I saw these, I knew that they were meant for you.
They are perfect. I love it.
I hope so.
And now I think I remember where I've seen these before. Thank you.
Avery dances with Peter.
I have never seen Tracy happier.
That's because she found what we have.
You're becoming as romantic as I am.
No.
Now, Tracy, Avery, and Emma examine the earrings.
Wow. Hilda's bill of sale included sapphire earrings.
These have to be the earrings from Ariana's portrait.
I see the painting every single day in the museum. I can positively tell you, those are her earrings.
It's amazing.
Do you believe in the legend now?
I don't know.
I do feel that Ariana's spirit is looking out for us.
Can you just say you believe in the veil because I can't take it anymore?
It's a definite maybe.
I'll take it.
But ladies, we do have one thing left to do.
What, toss the bouquet?
None of us needs it anymore.
No, actually, I was thinking about something else.
Congratulations. You are now officially a member of the Wedding Veil Club.
You don't believe in that legend, do you?
Yeah, I'm married to Avery. What, you don't believe in it?
Tracy did hand the veil with her when we met, but I don't know, maybe there's something to it.
The women approach Nick's family.
We all agreed that we wanted to return this veil to your family.
Tracy places the veil in front of Gia.
Oh, well, thank you. So, it comes back from my mother, Angela, to me. And from me to my daughter and granddaughters.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
Well, if the legend is really true, then we'll all be dancing at three more weddings.
A transition. Tracy approaches Emma and Avery in the reception room.
Ladies, hey, I was just thinking we never talked about where we want to go on our next reunion weekend. What about going back to San Francisco?
Full circle, it's perfect.
I love that. We can see what other treasures we can find.
Yes, we don't need any more treasures.
You know what? You're right. We have each other.
To us.
They clink glasses. They hug, smiling, in the empty reception room.